Hey, welcome back. Second segment here to wrap up KER Politics. I want to stress one thing that a lot of you have agreed with me on, and that is, as a result of this election, boy, you talk about Russian influence in the past. This has got to be serious Chinese influence right now. The Chinese do not want Donald Trump back in power. If he gets back in power, the Chinese are going to have to curtail some of their shenanigans. Jimmy, you want to opine on that?
Yeah, so what we've seen with the Trump administration is a very strong national security view that China is a major threat. And because of that, China has used every amount of influence and economic power and actually military threats in order to intimidate both U.S. allies and attempt to undermine the Trump administration. They've infiltrated major corporations. We have a lot of information now about how many Communist Party members are actually involved in major corporate boards and advisors and actually in the U.S. government. And that's just from one list of people from Shanghai Communist Party members that was leaked actually in 2016, but just came out recently or has been highlighted more recently. We have a country, a Chinese country, that's run 1.4 billion people being dictated by one premier and a Chinese Communist Party leadership that is basically 200 people controlling all of them. There's no such thing as democracy there. There's social control. There's military control. There's complete clampdown on speech. And they are trying to expand and dominate not only the Pacific region, but as well global economics. And if allowed to, will increase their military capacity to dominate the world. They will dictate terms of the future, completely erasing Western ideologies and Western, liberalism. And the sad part is that corporate America has bought into it for a short-term advantage, and they're willing to sell out in order to support their short-term profits because of how well the Chinese have infiltrated every aspect of our society. So do they want Donald Trump in office? Heck no, they do not. And they will do anything to continue to gain their power. And it's not, and it's clearly because they do, the people do not have a say in that. It's run by the powerful, a very powerful elite that are getting massively rich and want to ensure a continuation of their policies in their future because they think, well, for their own interests, and they think they're right.
Well, you know, when you read history, which you and I both have, you look at the ups and downs of societies, over hundreds of years period, and I have to tell you, the Chinese at one time were very definitely, sorry, I got a frog in my throat, you guys out there, big frog. Anyway, the Chinese have been a major, major power in the past. They have a very interesting philosophy. America has been a major power for a little bit under 200 years, and you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if the pendulum is going to start swinging the other way. What do you think about that one? That's a pretty scary statement, but it's a pretty thought-provoking statement.
Oh, I think it's a very, very astute statement. You know, in the length of history, we are an aberration of republic and a democratic values that started 250 years ago, that evolved from these different ideas and thoughts, and really have established the principles for how most people are judged in the world now.
Yeah.
But that pendulum is swinging back as authoritarians gain more power. And the truth is, throughout history, authoritarians and monarchs, powerful elite have controlled most of history and most of mankind. Our experiment is really being tested right now. And I agree with you that if we continue down this road, we'll be a blip in history. And we do not need that. We do not want that. The American experiment is very important for the future of mankind. And that's why I'm so strongly supporting the ideologies that continue to promote free speech and independence. And,
I don't disagree at all. You know, the thing that bothers me is something that my friend Jay Taylor was told by an economics professor that he had back at university. He said that whenever you don't have a sound dollar, okay, a dollar backed by something that is concrete. Economies have failed. Well, right now, we don't have a sound dollar. We're going to be talking a lot more about that in 2021. But number two, what we don't have that really bothers me, Jim, is we have no sound moral values anymore by the majority of the people, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs when people, well, when you lose faith in something bigger than yourself and you start to look at, you know, well, whatever it takes, you know, the ends justify the means. And unfortunately, I see the Democratic Party, many members of the senior leadership of the Democratic Party have chosen that route, and they've lost a moral compass. Yep. because they don't believe in a higher power. And I think as we expand this secularism, we take away those basic moral values, we're really losing a not only our youth, but our future as well.
I don't think there's any question about that. You know, the one thing I have to say about the people on our site who are very active, CFS, Eddie Ebelon, Irish Tony, Bonzo, Out of the Box Jerry, Glenn with two N's, who's a neighbor of ours, Jimmy, Matthew, Larry, Nora Real, 1968, pardon me, and of course all of the very valuable input that you're providing. People ought to listen to this site, listen to what all these folks have to say, because you know what? They care about America. Some of them perhaps can be a little exuberant, but I can be a little exuberant too. And all I want to say is thank you, bloggers, listeners. You care about the country. And after talking with Irish Tony a couple, three days ago, I have to tell you, he's a man with principle. He's not an idiot. He's a man with principle, a very successful man. That's the type of people that make up our blog, I guess I have to say. I hate to use the word blog. That doesn't sound particularly sophisticated, but darn, we get some really good views out of this, Jimmy. And I have to tell you, I think all of us, you and I, Laura, are rightfully concerned. I am amazed at other people who aren't really concerned with what's going on. Any comments on that?
You know, it's so... It is shocking to me how quickly people have succumbed to propaganda from the media and, yep, and fear and intimidating and yelling at each other over where they're wearing a mask or not. I mean, and how quickly 200 cities around America were burned and destroyed and looted without many of the leaders in those cities stepping up to stop that violence. This is just unparalleled, in my view, since 1860. And, you know, we've faced many challenges before, yep, but this, again, when you lose the moral compass and you lose the moral values of what this stands for, people twist and turn for their political gain. And there are so many people that are just uneducated both on history and, yep, and what this means in their own free speech that they're undermining by telling someone else that they, you know, calling something hate speech they don't like. How quickly could that turn on them? And that's what's so disturbing is in our media and our journalists that are failing to actually question those assumptions and question those propaganda dialogue, if not perpetuating them. That's what's disturbing.
You know, I think the barometer that's going to be really interesting to watch for you and I, quite frankly, Jim, given where we live, I think it's going to be very interesting to watch and see what happens in Seattle. I've got a person who I'm very close to, who I was talking with yesterday, a liberal woman who says, you know, of course the anarchism that went on in Seattle was wrong. This particular person, I think, is 100% behind a lot of liberal causes, and that's fine. But at least she has the guts to say the anarchy was very definitely wrong. People were killed. I have to say one other thing regarding that. I'm glad Jenny Durkin is not running for re-election. My personal opinion is she is too good a person to not be able to handle what was going on there. Jim, we got 30 seconds. Wrap it up, please.
So let's just try and look optimistically in 2021. We'll see what happens on January 6th. But I want to say that, you know, there are enough people, I still believe there are enough people in America that believes in America, that believe in our First Amendment rights, that believe in our Constitution, that eventually will come through this. But we have to be very careful with the powerful and the elite that are trying to crush it. And we got to step up. We've got to keep fighting for America.
You definitely have to step up, and that's what we are going to continue doing on the KER Report. 2020 was tough. We all made it through. We're going to make it through 2021. Let me tell you, I would guess that when we're doing this next year, probably all of a sudden it's going to be what a wonderful year we had. We got out of it. I really hope that happens. See you later. Happy New Year.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.